This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. We've been talking recently about public arts around the Bay Area. Well, there's a place where around 120 such works are scattered over 1,700 acres. It's the University of South Florida's Tampa campus, and we recently joined a Friday lunchtime walking tour that looked at a handful of those pieces.
Just sort of pause right here.
Tour guide Sarah Howard is the curator for public arts and social practice at USF's Institute for Research in Art.
There's works that incorporate water. There's works that incorporate interactivity. There's works that are installed on the surfaces of buildings and in and around those spaces.
Most of the works on the Tampa campus, along with a much smaller number on the St. Petersburg and Sarasota Manatee campuses, were paid for by the Florida's Art in State Buildings program. That's a 1970s legislative effort that sets aside one half of 1% of any new state construction funds for art that goes in or around a new building. For USF, that comes out to about $1.5 million over the course of the program, a sum that's been augmented by private and in-kind donations. Howard says the nature of the funding is the first reason the tour is open to the public. But more importantly, she says, it gives people, as well as curious students and faculty, the chance to see not just the art, but parts of campus that they might not normally check out.
Because a lot of this work is really hidden. There's issues with landscaping, or it's in a facility that maybe it's placed on the second floor in an area that the public doesn't often visit. So it's really a way to highlight the works that we have on campus and really give them a fuller exposure to the general public.
The first stop on the tour is the old administration building at the end of Leroy Collins Boulevard, the main road into campus. There, a pair of mosaic tile murals designed by Tampa native Joe Testaseca adorn the front walls of what's now the John and Grace Allen Welcome Center. Howard says the murals were installed when the building was built in 1960. While they're now somewhat obstructed by bushes and other foliage, they've held up remarkably well.
As far as maintenance goes, they're a really great material to have incorporated into the Florida environment, especially an exterior application.
A short walk from the mosaics is another piece of art located on the side of a building. In this case, the Natural and Environmental Science Building. But instead of a first-story mural, it's an elevated piece mounted to the wall and extending four stories into the sky. Tampa Wind, the creation of artist Stacy Levy, is made up of 3,000 steel discs of various sizes that shimmer in the sun and silently vibrate with the wind, all to make a viewer think of a specific body of water.
It's a rendering of a section of the Hillsborough River that passes through the eastern edge of the USF campus.
Christina Skepton was with a group of fellow art aficionados from Sarasota on the tour.
So it was a great way to see a piece that incorporates something local and then incorporates the concept of the buildings and then the environment. Fantastic.
We checked out a number of other pieces inside the engineering and sciences part of campus, including unspecific gravity. The one-acre site includes a reflecting pool with a number of long poles ending with chrome copper tops that resemble Mickey Mouse's head and ears. But that's not what artist Doug Hollis was going for. The tops are actually fountains designed to represent a water molecule. One oxygen atom, two hydrogen atoms. Laura Meckling is a first-year Master of Fine Arts student at USF. The mixed-media artist had seen the pieces while walking the campus on her own. The tour, she says, adds depth not found on a plaque.
I think it adds value for the general public to be able to see artworks. I wish some of the public sculptures had a little more in-depth summary about what was going on with the sculpture.
Hi.
Hello.
We're here with the public art walking tour. Do you mind if we go upstairs and check out the wall?
10 minutes and one more stop later, we headed inside for the last piece on the tour, located at WUSF Public Media. On the second floor landing between our radio and TV buildings is Sebrin Versteeg's The Wall. Howard explains that it's two 46-inch touchscreen LCD displays where anyone can basically create digital graffiti using their fingers.
And then you can paint with whatever color you want, and then you can also send the image to you or anyone else that you would like to send it to.
And Howard adds that the public tour is a reminder that instead of simply walking past a piece of art, people should stop for a moment and take a look.
We all need to kind of be more present about our surroundings, and maybe to look at things in new ways might give us, you know, sort of a new way to approach the campus, to approach art, a new entry point and access point.
Howard currently conducts tours once a semester. The next one is scheduled for March 24th. There are a lot of pictures, as well as a GoPro video from the walking tour, on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.